This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden made his most explicit public comment Tuesday yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder where the front line has barely moved. A Moscow-installed leader in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday said Russian forces were making gains in Bakhmut, but in a video released on Telegram, Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky said his forces were inflicting heavy losses on Russian attackers in an effort to exhaust the invaders. Heavy fighting has also moved to the town of Avdiivka, a bit to the south, where British intelligence said a Russian tank division had suffered heavy losses.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Mexicans, migrants, that is, in Mexico, protested outside of the Migration Detention Center that caught fire on Monday, killing 38 migrants, according to the Mexican president, Andres Manuel López Obrador. Migrants placed mattresses against the bars of the detention center and set them on fire in protest. Surveillance video showed the guards quickly walking away and made no apparent attempt to release the men from the smoke that filled the room. U.S. officials said Tuesday they will await findings of three independent European investigations into the September blast that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters President Biden is confident the probes will be as thorough as possible and that they should provide a better sense of what happened. Between September 26th and 29th of last year, explosions caused four leaks in the Nord Stream, one in two pipelines, which run along the floor of the Baltic Sea, which Russia uses to supply Europe with gas. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris set to announce today $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital access, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, according to her office. On Tuesday, Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana. Correspondent David Doyle reports.
Her three-country African tour, starting in Ghana, is part of a charm offensive by Washington aimed at countering the growing influence of China and Russia on the continent.
This continent, of course, has a special significance for me personally as the first black vice president of the United States of America.
Harris also addressed, though women grow the majority of food on the continent, they are less likely to own the land they farm. Empowering women, she said, would benefit not only themselves, but also the entire economy.
That was David Doyle reporting. An Afghan rights activist who has campaigned for girls' education has been arrested in Kabul, according to the United Nations. There has been no immediate word from the Taliban on the arrests. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.